trust your heart. I know you're working, turning things around, so I live, breathe, and fight. Oh Lordy, I will live.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings unto each and every one of you. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you. Lord, we just give you all the glory. Lord, if we had 10,000 tongues, that still wouldn't be enough to say thank you. God, you kept us from danger seen and from dangers unseen. And for that, God, we are eternally grateful. Now, Father God, we ask that you would have thine own way. Father God, even as we continue to decrease, God, would you please increase within us, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say yes to your will and yes to your way. Father God, have thine own way in the matchless name of Jesus. And we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor, which is due your precious name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, would you please turn them to John 10:10. That's John 10th chapter and the 10th verse. And it reads, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that they may have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And your topic on this morning is living the abundant life. God wants us to live an abundant life. He does not want us to live below our means. Just let us think about it. I don't know who needs to hear this. And I really don't know who needs this, but I'm here for somebody in this season. God put it in my spirit to prophesy your years of people pleasing, people seeking, and hungering for validation and support, that you are yearning for other people to give you, in which they feel, unless you give it, unless you hear it from them, you are not qualified. You are seeking for the validation of people. You are seeking for the support that you will never get from them. Come on here, somebody. But God sent me here on this morning to tell you all of that is over. No longer will you pour yourself into someone else just to get validation. You have not come to this life to suffer at the hands of someone else. Come on here, somebody. Because the verse says, the thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. The enemy has an all out attack on the people of God. He's coming to weaken you. He's coming to drain you. He's coming to take that which God has given you. But God is saying, I have come. I'm here that they might have life. He wants to give you life, and he wants to give you an abundant life. Your seasons of struggle is over. They are ending today. Your seasons of warfare is ending today. You must believe that you are God's masterpiece, and his bountiful, beautiful prize of creation. You are the one Jesus came for. Perhaps they can't honor your wisdom or your worth, because in truth, they can barely honor themselves. Come on here, somebody. They can't see what God sees in you because they cannot see what God sees in them. Come on here, somebody. Perhaps they can't understand your pain because they have never been where you've been, and they can't comprehend your purpose anyhow. Come on here. Stop forcing people to see who you are. You don't have to announce yourself to nobody, because the anointing speaks for itself. Your character speaks for itself. Your integrity speaks for itself. Oh my God. Maybe they won't assist or approve you because their assistance was never needed. And their approval, quite frankly, is irrelevant to your destiny. Some people do not supposed to be attached to you. They are not supposed to be in your company because they are not your destiny helpers. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying he is sending destiny helpers. And these people are not going to be jealous of you. They are not going to be fighting you in the spirit realm. They are going to support your vision. They are going to support you. My God, to thee. People of God, God is doing a new thing in your life. He is taking you from pain to process, in which the process will prepare you for prosperity and purpose. Ooh, wake up and hear Holy Ghost. He is taking you from pain to process, in which the process will prepare you for prosperity and purpose. But please don't get stuck on the secular definition of prosperity. When I use that term, I am referring to the biblical definition, of course. In 3 John and 2, he says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." You see, God wants us to prosper. He wants us to prosper spiritually as well as naturally. Because once you get spiritually prospered, that's when you can handle the natural things. Come on here, somebody. You better get this. God is not going to trust you with $1 million if you cannot manage 1,000. Come on here, somebody. God is not going to give you a house if you cannot manage an apartment. Oh, come on here. Somebody better get this. It is the will of our Father for us to prosper spiritually and naturally and be in good health, because we have to be healthy to enjoy the things of God. Oh, come on here, somebody. Ooh, hallelujah, even as your soul prosper. Because the more you prosper spiritually, the more your soul is being fed. Ooh, and yes, this simply means God will perfect that which concerns you. Nothing missing, nothing lacking. He will perfect those things that concerns you. He will put a blessing on your life that pursues and overtakes you, pulls you out of the pit. Hayabasi. Ooh, come on here. Somebody know. Somebody know what I'm talking about. When Jesus will reach way down and pull you out of situations when you know you got your own self in. But he have mercy enough to reach way down and pull us out of the pit. Ooh, maridioboshe. And he heals you fully. He clean you up. He take off the grave clothes. Huh? You a new person in him. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Ooh, that means I can't do what I used to do. I can't say the things what I used to say. All of my habits that I had are gone. I don't have that anymore. I have been delivered. Huh? Ooh, thank you, Jesus. And what I love about him, he will lead you into a life more abundantly, which means God has strengthened and prospered every sector of your life. Nothing missing and nothing broken. He has made you whole. Oh, come on here. Somebody is getting this in their spirit. Oh, this word is for you. God wants you to live a life of more than enough. Abundant life. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." I come to prophesy on this morning, your household will be blessed. Your health will be strong. Oh, your mind will be at peace and you will have clarity. In the matchless name of Jesus, your finances will come into order so the Lord can multiply you economically. Come on here, somebody. In the name of Jesus, your faith. Whoo!